Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Things are changing quickly in the city of Boston and elsewhere, too. We're thrilled to speak once again with the mayor of the city of Boston, Mayor Marty Walsh. You've done a really great job. I mean, we're not going to start off by blowing smoke, Mayor Walsh, but you, Governor Baker, it's really great to see what a fantastic job you've done kind of leading us through this complicated
into
and uncertain time into the unknown. We'll start off with a compliment.
Thank you. It really is. It's a very difficult time right now. Because people are not sure what the next day brings. We've seen an increase in the last couple of days here, a significant increase in confirmed coronavirus cases in Boston and in the Commonwealth. And I think for the foreseeable future, we're only going to see those numbers go up.
Yeah. You've been very, very adamant that the governor's stay-at-home advisory should be really adhered to. Could you just talk a little bit about why? I mean, on a first-hand basis, you were very, very impassioned when you spoke about it a couple of days ago. This is really important for people to
But yeah, I think it's important for us. What we want to do is prevent the spread of the virus, keep people safe, keep people alive. And most businesses now are working from home, or a lot of people work from home. A lot of people, unfortunately, are laid off. But it's important to not have large numbers of people out carrying the virus and spreading the virus. That's the bottom line. I think it's very important. I mean, it's something that I'm passionate about, and I think we all need to be. And a lot of great people are doing what they need to do to keep themselves and their family safe.
Mayor Walsh, I just wanted to ask you, what's your take on, I know a lot of people have been wondering about a mandatory lockdown. I mean, do you think that's in our future? Or, you know, and I know a few other people have mentioned, you know, would we have a martial law go into effect? I mean, what's your take on all of that?
I mean, I think we have to be careful there with people's civil liberties. But I do think that when I'm talking to the public and what other elected officials are talking to the public, it's about all of us making sure to do our part. And if we do our part, we can stop the spread of the virus. It's that simple. And I think it's really important for us to understand that if we interact with people and we have the virus and we don't realize it, we could pass it on to people and put a lot of people in danger. And all the experts are telling us that stopping the community spread, social, physical isolation is the answer. We've seen it in other parts of the world where they've been really disciplined with it. We've seen those numbers go down. Mm-hmm. This is a complicated, evolving situation. It changes every day. You know, I'm relying on researchers and doctors to give me the best advice possible so that we can make the best informed decisions that are the best decisions for the residents of Boston.
It's been really terrific to see you and Governor Baker working so well together. It's clear that there's a pretty good relationship there. I'm really interested in how the jurisdiction piece of this, like the federal government may be saying one thing, the state may be saying something. As the mayor of the city of Boston, you may sort of have a different view on things. Is that something that there's probably a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't know about?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing here is that the governor, myself, and other mayors and municipalities around the Commonwealth, we have one common goal, and that goal is to keep people safe and alive. And I think that, you know, we might have different approaches on how to get there, but it's important for us at the end of the day. The messaging is generally the same, and that's what we have to stay on. I mean, Washington, the messages have been mixed out of there lately, and I think that they have to get back on a consistent message again. That's really key for all Americans to get the same message. So, you know, if three people are giving three different answers, then they're going to follow the one they trust.
Yeah.
That's not how this situation should be working moving forward.
Mayor Walsh, I just had one more question. Do you know if there's any kind of protocol, or what advice would you have for anybody listening? You know, if anyone runs into a situation that may be non-coronavirus related, for example, if, you know, people break their leg or somebody has an everyday sort of occurrence that they need a first responder for, what protocols or what advice would you have for them if they need a first responder in a case that's not coronavirus related happening right now to them?
I mean, I think the best thing people can do is call 911. If something, you have a serious medical issue, call 911, and then the EMTs and the drivers will be able to best assess where the best place to take you is. I think that's really the message I would say today. You know, don't try and struggle some of this stuff at home. Mm-hmm. You know, even though that it seems like life is pausing for a lot of people, life still goes on. So people are going to get sick. People are going to need medical assistance. I'd also say if you have a pre-existing medical condition, just stay in contact with your primary care doctor and call them and let them, they'll explain to you the best way to move forward on whatever you might have.
Mayor Walsh, we really appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk to us this morning, keep us up to date on things. Stay well, you and your family. Thanks so much for the check-in, Mayor Walsh.
Anything you need, anytime. I'll come on anytime.
All right.
Oh, thank
Be well.
You.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.